Long practice kept any guilty reaction from leaking out through Card's face or voice, but it was a near thing. "Warships?" he asked carefully.
"Yes."
Thrawn favored him with a thin smile.
"Don't worry. I'm not expecting you to actually have any capital starships in stock. But a man with your contacts may possibly be able to acquire them."
"I doubt that my contacts are quite that extensive, Admiral," Card told him, trying hard to read that not-quite-human face. Did he know? Or was the question merely an exquisitely dangerous coincidence?
"I don't think we'll be able to help you."
Thrawn's expression didn't change, but abruptly there was an edge of menace to his smile.
"You'll try, anyway. And then there's the matter of your refusal to help in our search for Luke Skywalker."
Some of the tightness in Card's chest eased. This was safer territory.
"I'm sorry we were also unable to help there, Admiral. As I explained before to your representative, we were under several tight scheduling deadlines at the time. We simply couldn't spare the ships."
Thrawn's eyebrows lifted slightly.
"At the time, you say? But the search is still going on, Captain."
Silently, Card cursed himself for the slip.
"Still going on?" he echoed, frowning. "But your representative said Skywalker was flying an Incom X-Wing starfighter. If you haven't found him by now, his life support will surely have given out."
"Ah,"
Thrawn said, nodding.
"I see the misunderstanding. Normally, yes, you'd be correct. But Skywalker is a Jedi. And among a Jedi's back of tricks is the ability to go into a sort of comatose state."
He paused, and the image on the screen flickered momentarily.
"So there's still plenty of time for you to join in the hunt."
"I see," Card said. "Interesting. I suppose that's just one of the many things the average person never knew about Jedi."
"Perhaps we'll have time to discuss such things when I arrive on Merkur,"
Thrawn said. Card froze, a horrible realization shooting through him like an electric shock. That brief flickering of Thrawn's image. A glance at the auxiliary sensor display confirmed it. 3 Lambda-class shuttles and a full TIE fighter escort had left the Chimera, heading toward the surface.
"I'm afraid we don't have much to entertain you with," he said, between suddenly stiff lips. "Certainly not on such short notice."
"No need for entertainment," Thrawn assured him. "As I said, I'm simply coming for a talk. A brief talk, of course. I know how busy you are."
"I appreciate your consideration," Card said. "If you'll excuse me, Admiral, I need to begin the preparations to receive you."
"I look forward to our meeting," Thrawn said.
His face vanished, and the display returned to its distant view of the Chimera.